City leaders approve a budget for Oklahoma City. The state's top attorney is trying to block a proposed aluminum smelter. And cotton farmers will have to pay more to process their crop. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma City Council has approved a $2.1 billion budget for 2027. The police and fire departments face a 1.4% budget cut, while most other city departments face a 2.4% reduction. The city says the changes in funding are due to slow revenue growth. The budget also includes two new positions in the city manager's office to support work on the MAPS 4 multipurpose arena, which began construction on June 1st. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond filed a petition to block a proposed aluminum smelter in Inola. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has that story.
The $4 billion project was announced last year. It would be the first aluminum smelter built in the U.S. in more than 40 years. Drummond says the smelter could cause hazardous pollution and use significant amounts of electricity and water. He also takes issue with the smelter's ownership. A company based in the United Arab Emirates owns 60% of Oklahoma Primary Aluminum, and a Chicago entity owns 40%. In response to the petition, Governor Kevin Stitt says Drummond is taking the action for political reasons. The project is expected to create 1,000 permanent jobs and 4,000 construction jobs. In a statement, the smelter owner says an environmental review is underway. It says the permitting process from the State Department of Environmental Quality ensures state and federal standards will be met. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The Osage Nation elected new leadership, including the tribe's new chief. Thomas Pablo has details.
Joe Tillman was elected the next Osage principal chief Monday night. He received 60% of nearly 2,500 votes cast, defeating opponent Scott Bighorse. Tillman has been a member of the Osage Nation Congress for the past 10 years. He'll take over from outgoing chief Jeffrey Standing Bear, who leaves office in July. But Standing Bear will take on a new role in the tribe as a member of the Osage Minerals Council, which oversees the nation's minerals estate. Standing Bear was among eight other members elected to the council on Monday, including three incumbents. Tribal citizens also elected the members of their new Congress. Those elected officials, including chief, will be inaugurated on July 11th at the Osage Casino and Hotel in Tulsa. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
For the first time in almost 50 years, Oklahoma officials are increasing the cost farmers pay to cotton gins for processing. Anna Pope has more on the reason why.
Oklahoma's cotton gins are regulated as a public utility, and the state determines their rates for service. The last time Oklahoma's Corporation Commission changed them was 1981, until now. The Corporation Commission recently approved the Oklahoma Cotton Council's request to increase rates for ginning, bagging, and tying cotton. David Arthur is on the council's board of directors and general manager for Cotton Growers Cooperative, a gin facility. In the past decade, he says drought has hit the industry hard.
By having a slightly higher ginning rate in our good years, if you will, we hope to isolate and minimize some of the losses that we will have in those bad years.
When the rates were last increased, there were 79 gins in Oklahoma. That number has dwindled to under a dozen, and the move should help keep those in business. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.